على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none to guide aright. So over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran to walk around, siru fil ardi thumma anzuru, walk around and look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have come to a point by just following the news, the corruption and the destruction and the bloodshed around, I think we need to sit back and think about what is happening here. And I mentioned in the khutbah that we have tried everything. We started to fly like birds, we started to dive like fish, and we started to build dams like beavers and stuff. And I think it's about time that we start living like human beings, with compassion and mercy to one another and to the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned in the Quran that the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they obey Him. By default, they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do what they are supposed to do. And sometimes we as human beings, we don't do what we're supposed to do, to be the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and to do what is right and to take care of one another and the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I gave the example of the Hudhud, the hoopoe in Surah 27, that we know from reading the surah that the people of Yemen, the people of Saba, became Muslim because of a bird. When the bird reported to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam made da'wah to Bilqis and her people from Yemen, and eventually the people of Saba and the queen, they became believers. And I compare this to all the people who run away from Islam because of what some Muslims do. And the people who leave Islam, new Muslims who leave Islam because of some foolish things that some Muslims do. And also the example we gave, the fil, the elephant in Surah Fil, and they say in tafsir that the elephant refused to destroy the Kaaba and show the disrespect to Al-Bayt al-Haram, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compare this to some of the stories that I heard from some of my friends, that some people go to Mecca, they get visas and they pay money to go to Mecca during Hajj. For what? To steal from the Hujjaj in the Haram itself. One of my friends, he said, he went for Hajj one time, and after he finished tawaf, he stood in front of the Kaaba to make dua, he raised his hands like this. And after he finished, he realized that a chor, or a tug, a thief, stole everything with him. He stole his passport, he stole his money, he stole his camera, everything. And he said, I came to a point where I thought that the guy was going to steal my ihram clothes. He took everything. Like the guy had like a razor or something, or a knife. And he cut my thing and he stole everything I had in my pockets. In the house of Allah. So when you compare the respect that the elephant showed to the house of Allah compared to some human beings, it's something totally different. So as I said last time, that we have caused a lot of destruction and corruption on this earth, and we need to do better because we know better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us here as a khalifa. He gave us brains to think with. He sent Hidayah for us in the form of revelations. He sent prophets to explain to us. He gave us free choice, so we should do a better job. We should do a better job. A few months ago, I saw this image on Facebook, this shark with a human being. This is a true shot that they took in the ocean. So the human being came face to face with a shark. And the caption was, one of the creations of Allah is standing face to face with the most dangerous creature on earth. So the first thing that will come to mind, that a human being, poor, miskin, innocent human being, is standing in front of a, a vicious, ruthless, notorious shark. But if you look at the statistics, subhanAllah, you will come up with a totally different understanding. And they say that the human beings at the top of the list of the biggest killers in the world. Not only they kill one another, they kill the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say more than half of the species that Allah created on earth became extinct over the last century because of this guy to the left, right? And they say, if you just think about how many sharks are killed by humans every year compared to how many humans are killed by sharks. So they say statistically, 10 human beings are killed by sharks every year worldwide. 10 human beings are killed by sharks compared to 100 million sharks that are killed by this little innocent guy to the left. 100 million. We kill them for soup. Most of the sharks are killed for soup, right? But anyway, I'm just giving the human beings, you know, if you compare them, how many they kill, other, you know, how many human beings are killed by who? The crocodile is innocent. The lions are innocent. Human beings are competing on the top spot with mosquitoes, malaria and stuff. MashaAllah, we're competing for the top place on the number of people and the number of species we kill worldwide. And as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He honored us. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah has dignified us, gave us praise, He made us Khalifa, and so on and so forth. And as I said, the animals that are less sophisticated and less intelligent than us, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by default. Even the seeds, they say if you put a seed on the ground upside down, the seed will go toward its creator. No matter how you put the seed on the in the dust, even if you put it under a rock upside down, it will look and go up, straight, upright. But a human being, even some who have degrees like from Harvard and Yale and U of T, mashallah, professor, doctor, ustaz, kabir al-hujjaj, they say, Allah doesn't exist. Ya ammu, how come? Even the bees and the lizards and the squirrels, they believe in one God. Allah says it in the Quran. You are the most intelligent, most sophisticated, you have all these degrees, and you say God doesn't exist? How come? And if you ask them, what is more sophisticated? The human eye, or the most sophisticated camera that Sony Japan has ever produced? They say, no, the human eye is millions of times more sophisticated than the camera. So tell them, okay, if the human eye is more sophisticated than the most sophisticated camera in the world, who created it? They said, it made itself. It came from nothing. Really? How about Allah created it? They said, God doesn't exist. How? They said, because we can't see God. We can't experience God with our five senses. I'm talking about some of the biggest, you know, atheists in the world. They are some of the most educated, right? He doesn't exist because we can't see Him, we can't touch Him, He doesn't exist. So my answer would be, no one has ever seen your mind, no one has ever seen your soul, so you are dead and you are dumb because you don't have a mind, you don't have a soul because we have never seen your mind or your soul, right? It doesn't make any sense. And this reminds me of a story that I mentioned in Ramadan 2 years ago. It's a fictional story, it didn't happen. They say, this is the story of twins in the womb of their mother. One of them is a believer and the other one is mulhid, atheist. So the believer, the twin who is believer, said to the other one, I believe in life after birth. So the atheist said, no, there's no such thing as life after birth. Once we leave the womb, we go to the tomb, we die. There's no life after. So the believer said, no, no, no. Once we, because there is a different life after, there is this world, mashallah, we'll get out and we'll survive, we will live a life which is different from this life. And the atheist said, no, you're an idiot, there is no life after, right? Because we didn't see the life after, so it doesn't exist. So the believer said, no, we will leave this world, we will go to the other life, once we are mature enough, we'll be able to eat. And the atheist said, you lost your mind because we have no teeth, how can we eat? And the believer said, no, we will be able to eat once we are ready, once we are mature. And one more thing is, there is light after. So the atheist said, no, there is no light after because it's always dark. There is no light after. And the believer said, no, there is light. we will be able to see. And we'll be able to run around the world, hop from one place to another. And the atheist said, no, it doesn't make any sense, because we can go as far as our umbilical cord. We're stuck here. We cannot go as far as we go, as we want to go. So the believer said, no, inshallah, when we leave this womb, we get out, we're born, life after birth, our mother is going to take care of us until we mature and we'll be able to do things on our own. So the atheist said, no, you're crazy. There is no such thing as the mother. I've never seen the mother. I've never hugged the mother. I never experienced the mother with the five senses. So the mother literally does not exist. So the believer said, you just shut up and listen to the heartbeats of the mom. All you need to do is just be quiet. Because sometimes, you know, PhD that leads people to deny the existence of Allah, sometimes it stands for permanent head damage. Sometimes you think you're too smart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who the heck are you? You came from a sperm. You rely on food and drink. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts your air supplies, you will die in a second. And you say, it doesn't exist. Who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you doing here? You cannot survive without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You rely on Him, even without realizing it. And one thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His qualities, Al-Kareem. He provides for those, even those who say He doesn't exist, He still provides for them. Even He doesn't like them. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. And this is something that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala different from us. If we love someone, we give them. We give ikram to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives ikram even to those who say He doesn't exist. And this is why He deserves to be Al-Kareem. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have given dignity to human beings and we have given them privileges over the rest of the creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created human beings in the most upright form, and so on and so forth. But human beings, they debase themselves. Now, last time, this is the last slide, last time we spoke about the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nahl, Surah 16. Allah says, look at the animals, the birds, the creation, the rest of the creation, the bees, everything I created for your benefit. Learn from these animals and birds how to be grateful to me. And I gave the example before, even the Sahaba are told in the Quran to learn from animals and birds. Because when the Prophet ﷺ told Sahaba to make hijrah to Medina, some of them said, okay, but if we go there, we're going to leave our homes, our land, we go there, we don't have like nothing, how can we survive? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sahaba, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Sahaba, look around and see the animals and the birds. They don't walk around with credit cards. They don't walk around with fridges on their backs, nothing. They don't have bank accounts. But I still provide for them every single day. Learn from them. Even the Sahaba are told this in the Quran. Sahaba are being told this, to learn from animals and birds. So I said Surah 16, Surah Nahl, talks about the creation of Allah, the animals and the birds and the bees and how they worship Allah, Tawheed, everything. And the description of human beings, most of the descriptions of human beings in the Quran come from Surah 17 and 18, the two surahs after. Most of the descriptions of human beings in the Quran come from Surah 17 and 18. One of them, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you some of the negative qualities of human beings that we need to work on, some of us. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Human beings are created and they are hasty. We do things in haste. And the reason they say is because of shaitan. Shaitan wants you to be hasty, especially if you do haram things. If you want to do something bad, shaitan will say, jaldi, jaldi, let's do it, let's do it. Because if you take your time and think about the consequences and the punishment and the terrible things in store for you, you will not do it. But shaitan doesn't want you to think, let's go, jaldi, let's do it. Right? وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. They want to do things in haste. If you want to understand this ayah, just drive on the highway, 401, 403, 403. You will see وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. He's made of haste. And I always say, subhanAllah, I think about my life in the village. I lived in the village for like 20 years. I never, ever saw two donkeys crashing on one another. Never happened. You will never find it. Two donkeys that we use for to carry stuff in the farm, they never crash on one another. Just 2 months ago, if you just follow the 680 news, James Monroe and these people, 50 cars crashed on the highway, 50. Not one Himar, like 50. Like they crashed on one another. 50 cars crashed on one another on the highway. Why? Because people are fast, you know. It's been in the storm. It's snowing outside, they don't care. Even if you have winter tires, it's not gonna protect you. You have to slow down. And this is the nasiha they give on the radio all the time. If there is a, you know, if it's snowing, slow down. The winter tire is not gonna protect you. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And subhanAllah, wallahi, one of the things that amazed me, sometimes we read these descriptions in the Quran and we don't think too much of them because sometimes we're not paying attention or sometimes we don't understand what Allah means. I was talking to an imam, a friend of mine in Houston, about these descriptions of human beings in the Quran, and he said, people don't, they don't think and they don't understand these ayat. And he said, I'll give you one proof. Some of the craftspeople in, you know, in places like, I'm not going to mention places, but when they have their store, they would take an ayah from the Quran and they would put it on the store thinking that it talks about their business, but it has nothing to do with them. يعني كان في واحد عندنا خياط في مصر حاطط آية بتقول لك وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. It has nothing to do with the job. واحد تاني حلاه يقول لك وجوه يومئذ ناعمة. والله, and my friend said, you know, there's this guy, he saw himself and he put an eye on his store. يقول لك خلق الإنسان من عجل وهو كان عجلات. تفكر إن كلمة عجل اللي هو العجل اللي هو تمام. Has nothing to do with his job because people don't understand. الحاجة الثانية يقول لك وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا in Surah Nisa. Human beings are created weak. We are weak. If you don't believe me, just go to a brother or a sister, visit them at the hospital. If they are sick, you see how weak they are. They can't move. We are weak. Sometimes you think if Allah bless you with health, I'm the center of the universe, I can do whatever I want. You know? I'm the biggest, I'm the strongest, I'm the toughest. No, you're not. Wallah, if you compare human beings to other, you know, creatures in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are nothing. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us Khalifa and chose us is because we have free choice, and if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are good, we are better than anything else. If we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are worse than anything else. So if you look at the ants, scientifically ants, they can carry stuff tens of times its size, which means that if you want to be like an ant, as strong like an ant, you have to carry something that is 3-4 tons to be as strong as an ant. You know that flea, they used to have them in the past, fleas, they can jump 100 times bigger than their own size, 100 times, which means if you want to be like a flea, as strong as a flea, if you want to be a sprinter like a flea, you have to jump from the CN Tower to be as strong of a jumper like a flea, for example. And the examples are so many. We're not as fast as a cheetah. We're not as big as like, you know, as an elephant or a blue whale and so on and so forth. Just one example to show you how weak we are compared to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What makes you strong, as I said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you? You are strong. Nothing can stand in front of you. If you have Allah with you, it doesn't matter who's against you. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is against you, it doesn't matter who is behind you. You are strong if you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side. There is something, I want you to Google it inshallah, your iman will go up if you watch this video or you read about this animal, this creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they call it water bear. It is not like the polar bear, no, it's a tiny animal that lives in the water, they call it water bear. The water bear is a very tiny microscopic animal that lives in the water, and they say it can live over 10 years without food. It's an animal, it's an actual animal. It lives over 10 years without food. Compare this to some of the brothers who come to me first 2 days of Ramadan. Salatul Dhuhr, brother, can we do adhan for Maghrib now? Because I've been fasting for 5 hours and this is too much for me. I'm gonna die, right? No, over 10 years without food, and they say the water bear, just watch a video. If you cut them like 10 pieces, do you take one animal, cut it into 10 pieces, it's gonna grow itself again. Even if you cut the head, it's gonna come out again. You cut the leg, it's gonna come out again. If you put them in boiling water, it will survive, a small animal. If you put them in the cold, minus 150, they will survive, right? So we are miskin compared to the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to talk about the animals with the sharpest eyesight and the animals that can run fast and so on and so forth. We are miskin. The only reason why we're strong is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. This is the last one for today. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Human beings are ungrateful, ungrateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafir also means ungrateful. How? Say for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you everything. You know, He created you, He gives you health, He gives you life, He gives you family, He gives you education, He gives you job, He gives you power, He gives you a car, He gives you a house, and He gives you money. And at the end of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would you please give 2.5% in zakah? No, I can't. I don't feel like it. What do you mean? Everything is from Allah. He gave you everything. And He's asking you to give 2.5%. He's not asking for 50%. He's not asking for 90%. Just 2.5. Wallahi, I'm making this oath, this qasam. And I know it is true. If all Muslims in the world, all the oil-rich people and people who have billions, if they give their zakah 2.5, not sadaqah, just zakah, the fard, wallahi, not a single homeless and poor people will be left in this world. Muslim or non-Muslim. The zakah for oil is 20% in fiqh. Zakatul rikaz, whatever comes out of the earth, the diamonds, the gold, the silver, the oil, zakah is 20%. 20%. It has to go to the poor and the rest of the categories of zakah. But not everyone is doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, I gave you health, I gave you everything. Will you please, you know, pray 3-4 rak'ah, like the 3-4 minute salah, every salah 5 times a day. Not everyone, not every Muslim prays 5 times a day. And this is the only reason why Allah created them. I created you, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship me, create me. But some people cannot afford 3 minutes for salah for Allah. We can. We don't have time. Sorry. Maybe next year or something. You know? Now, I'm going to give you this example. Some of you will hate me. Some of you will hate me, but that's okay. It's a good example. Now, if you find a dog in the street, like you find a dog in the street, a stray dog, like a puppy, like 2 days old, you take it home, you give it a shelter, you give it food, you take care of it. And do you think that the dog will be loyal to you? Yeah, the dog will follow you wherever you go. If you jump in the water, the dog is after you. If someone tries to attack you, the dog will defend you. We used to watch this series in the 1990s called Lassie, the dog. They will do anything for you just because you give them food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you everything. And some people say, He doesn't exist. He gives you food and He gives you health, everything. No. Thank you, Isa. Thank you, Holy Cow. Thank you, Buddha. Well, you're not thanking the right one, right? He is the one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one in any scripture who said, I created you, thank me, I provide for you, say Alhamdulillah. He's the only one who said that. But still, the majority of human beings, they worship and they thank someone else. Isn't that something? I think it's about time we use our brains. For a second, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Assalamu rabbuhu wa rahmatan lil alameen. We're running out of time, so it's time for namaz, inshallah. So we'll continue next time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful to Him for all of His favors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put imans in our hearts and to put compassion and grace for the rest of humanity and the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Al-Ghouta, in Syria, and our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Iraq, Yemen, Libya, and the rest of Muslim lands, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give izzah to Islam and Muslims. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.